Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk to our friend Vinny Serrato from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Vinny, good morning. How's everything?
I can't complain. You know, better than like my callers.
Well, we experienced that, albeit a couple weeks earlier. Let's go through this. So I'm trying to reconcile how I should feel, Vinny, and you know that feeling in talk radio, right? So I don't know how to feel. Should I pay a lot of attention to what Lamar Jackson did in the regular season? Is that get wiped away with what happened in the playoffs? Like, where am I with all this, Vinny?
Well, he's the MVP of the league. He had a phenomenal year. And I don't know why all of a sudden they want to throw it 59 times when they had the best run offense in the history of the NFL and they totally gave up on it. You know, I mean, Gus Edwards ran it three times and one of his runs was for 19 yards. And Ingram was hurt. And he ran it like six times, you know, but I can't believe that they did nothing. I mean, they threw it 59 times and Lamar ran it 20. He touched the ball 80 times, you know, they called 59 passes. How many passes did they call, you know, if they threw 59? 70? You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. The most they had done prior to that was 43, you know, and that was in the loss to Kansas City. But how you should feel, I guess maybe, you know, people found a way just being real physical up front, but they played a lot of good defenses, and they made a lot of good defenses look silly. And I just, you know, Lamar was not Lamar. That was one of my keys to the game, Lamar be Lamar. He wasn't. They looked tense. They looked tight. You know, normally he's having fun. He's patting people on the back. You know, he's laughing. He looked tight and tense to me.
That's interesting, Vinny, because I kind of took their demeanor on the sidelines in the opposite manner, and you're closer to it, so I'll take your opinion as more legit than mine. But it almost struck me as if they hadn't been down a lot this year and they didn't quite know how to react when they were down and they just kind of expected everything to fall into place and no one took the game by the horns at any point, including Lamar.
Right. It wasn't like Patrick Mahomes when they're down 24
right.
And he's over there, you know, telling everybody one play at a time. You know, that wasn't the case. Yeah, Harbs looked tight. Lamar looked tight. They got down, especially when they got down early, you know. It's like they changed because, you know, like you go in at halftime and say, okay, and they just kicked the field goal. You go in at halftime, make adjustments. They came out, they had 12-play drive. They threw it eight times, and Lamar carried it three. So it was just going to be more of the same, and it didn't work. And you know, and I going forward on the fourth and one the second time, I don't think was good. You just kicked the field goal right before the half. You make it 14-6. So you go down, you're fourth and one on the 18. All right, you're having trouble blocking. You didn't make the last one. Points, it's not going to be a 30-point game. So points are harder to come by. Kick the field goal, make it 14-9. Your crowd's back in it, you know, and because Tannehill can't beat you, you just got to find a way to stop Henry. So they got out-coached in that game, too.
Well, I want to get to that. I want to get to that right now. Vinny Serrato, 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore, joining us. Is Mike Vrabel the best coach left in the playoffs?
I think Andy Reid might be. Mike Vrabel, I think they're on a run, you know, kind of like the Ravens were on a run in 12 when they were, what, the fifth seed or whatever, and they, you know, had the miracle in Denver, and they had Flacco was phenomenal. I mean, their quarterback has thrown it 29 times in two games. They're just out-physicaling people, and they're running the football. And they played excellent defense, and they had a good plan. And the Ravens couldn't adapt to the plan. They had no answer for the plan.
What's the biggest concern for the Ravens going into this offseason, Vinny? Is it a matter of just growth and development and added maturity and added experience fixing things, especially on the offensive side of the ball, or do they have personnel worries that they go into the offseason with, especially on the defensive side?
Well, yeah, I think they got to improve defensively. I mean, Matthew Judon's a free agent, you know, so what do they do there? They need linebackers. Earl Thomas plays old. You know, they're still good in the secondary. I think they'll try to sign Jimmy Smith for a less contract, you know, like 1 year deal kind of thing. But they need a pass rusher and they need some linebackers. And offensively, they've got pretty much everybody under contract. So, I mean, they could use another receiver, but Marquise Brown is going to be all right. And Andrews at tight end is good. And the offensive line's good enough. And the thing with Lamar is Lamar will work. Lamar's going to work his butt off, you know, to improve. So I think offensively they'll be fine. It's just, you know, do people kind of figure them out?
Right. That's the question, Vinny. And is there – and you hear this in baseball all the time, but could there be a quotient where the book gets out on him now in the offseason and then teams have a totally different game plan, especially AFC North teams, against Lamar Jackson into his first real full offseason knowing he's going to be the starter?
Yeah, you know, kind of like what Tennessee did, you know, try to make him run laterally. And, you know, I mean, once there's a book out, I mean, it's a copycat league, and nobody has found a way to stop that. And, you know, they did. And so they're going to have to make some adjustments, and Lamar's just going to have to keep improving and be able to throw better, you know, outside the numbers and stuff. That's what he's going to have to improve upon. And we actually have his, on the show today, we have his quarterback guru from Miami, who we always have on. You know, and what's interesting was when we talked to him, you know, like right before the season ended and says, you know, do you think Lamar should play against the Steelers? He says, Lamar's not the type of guy that needs time off. He needs reps. He needs to keep playing. And they didn't play him, and he did look rusty.
So how much, Vinny, in your opinion, of what Lamar was able to do this year and growing from year one to year two was just natural growth and experience, and how much had to do with Harbaugh kind of handing the offensive keys over to Greg Roman and James Urban, who you just mentioned?
I think kind of a combination of both. I think Lamar improved a ton, you know, especially throwing the football. He got a lot better, you know, because, I mean, look at what he did. Look at his stats. I mean, they were phenomenal. So can he get that much better again? I don't know that, you know, he can improve that much, but if he can just get a little bit better, get a little bit more consistent. I mean, the running is always going to be good. You know, can he stay healthy for 17 games again, you know, without missing anything? You know, that's another thing. I mean, as much as he runs, you know, can he continue to do that year after year? Probably not. I mean, eventually, you know, he's going to get something, I would think.
Is there, and Vinny Serrato, a couple more minutes, 105.7, The Fan, Baltimore. Vinny, is maybe there just a reality that a predominantly running quarterback can't win the Super Bowl? Can't get all the way there and win it?
It's difficult. Well, all right. I mean, what you just said, a predominantly running quarterback, okay. That would have been fine if that's what they would have done. I mean, they threw it 59 times. They went totally against what they do. You know, I mean, they normally are running the ball up and down the field on people, everybody, and they didn't do that. They didn't do it. I mean, look at their scheme against the Steelers, who I think has an outstanding defensive front and Bush the linebacker, with RG3, they ran up and down the field.
Vinny, is John Harbaugh all the way back because of this year from where he was just a couple of years ago? Is the fan base fully, totally, 110% completely behind him once again?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, he may be coach of the year. Who knows? But I think Lamar energized Harbs. I think Lamar kind of let them all have fun again. You know, they were having fun. The old guys were having fun. Lamar's patting everybody on the head, and, you know, the teams he's playing when they tackle him. But he wasn't in that game. And Harbs looked tight and tense in that game, too. So both guys did not look how they looked all season, in my opinion.
Vinny, thank you for the time. Continue dealing with those well-reasoned, thoughtful,
good luck
greatly
with that.
Analytical callers. We know how you feel, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, spring training just a couple weeks away, Vinny. Get fired up.
Well, yeah. Well, the Orioles will probably lose about 120.
Yeah, see you in Sarasota. Have a good time, Vinny. Thanks.
All right.
See you, man.
See ya. Oh, my gosh. Man.
It's one of the few baseball teams that we can still poke fun at. Is like when we talk to Lock and Four or anybody like Vinny from the Fan down in Baltimore.
Well, and the thing, too, is we're quite familiar with them because the Pirates only play them, I think, 113 times in the Grapefruit League season.
That's just the first week.
Yeah, and then split squad games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.